Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sunday evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Your hosts for tonight's show are Robert Brining and Jeremy Dunn. They'll be taking your calls and speaking on the topic of the week. You're encouraged to call in and share some of your life experiences with us. The number to call is 347-215-9442. That number again, 347-215-9442. Welcome to Pause IM Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Pause IM Radio. I'm your host, Robert Brining. This evening, I am joined by Jeremy Dunn. Jeremy,
hi, yep. Ho. Hi, who are you calling a hoe?
Hey!
Hey!
How you doing?
Oh, sorry, that was Charlie. She just barked. Shush, quiet. Daddy's on the radio. She's looking at me like I'm...
How's the new place?
The new place is great. We love the layout. We've got this, I mean, it was like our couch was custom built for the space. It's awesome. And today I splurged and got a 47-inch flat screen LCD TV. It's huge.
Wow.
I'm actually staring at it right now. I'm sitting across from it, and Resident Evil is actually on right now in all of its high-definition glory, and I love it. It's fantastic.
Cool.
It's beautiful.
Well,
it is gorgeous.
I found a new place, and I'm glad it's all working out.
Yeah, Mark put together 4 dining room chairs today from IKEA. He's not speaking to me right now because I made him get them.
I feel his pain.
Yeah, we're both so sore and bruised and... You know, I hate moving, and we've decided that we're going to stay here for another couple of years, and then we're actually going to buy a place, and we're not going to move again after that.
Moving is a bitch.
Oh, it really is. It's just awful. But those of you who are, I think they're nationwide, and I'm going to give them a plug. So if you are moving, any of you, please contact all my sons moving and storage. They were fantastic. They really took care of all of our stuff. And in moving across town across the country, they're very, very good. And they'll take great care of you. And they just really were nice. So that's that anyway. But so how are you? What's going on? What's happening with you? Are you naked now? I mean, what?
No, not
did
naked.
Did I just work that out?
This last week was actually a real bitch. I got sick. I went to soccer practice on Tuesday night. I walked out to my car. There was a $26 ticket on my car for causing expired, so whatever. You know, then I wake up the next day with this horrible sickness, head cold, sinuses, congestion, cough. It was bad, and it, like, wiped me out for 2 days, and I'm just starting to feel better and get back in the swing of things, so it's kind of good to get back into it, you know, because the conference is coming up. Positive Living will be there before you know it.
Exactly. I know. It's in,
I'm
like...
excited.
Sorry. It's in a week, or 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Can you believe this?
2 weeks. Well, less than 2 weeks.
I just want all of our listeners to know that Robert and I have been doing the show together for 4 years?
Almost, yep.
Almost 4 years. And not once have we actually laid eyes on each other in person. Not once.
But we both have met with Jack separately.
Yes, exactly. Isn't that funny?
And
I have to say that I honestly feel like I know Robert, like, you're like a brother to me, and I just know you. You know, it's great. I love it. And I love you like a brother.
It'll be awesome. I love you like a brother, too. It'll be awesome to actually speak to each other face-to-face for the first time.
I know. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait.
And that's for the Positive Living Conference that's in Fort Walton Beach that's coming up. Me and Jeremy are presenting there. So if you're going, contact us on Facebook or on Pause IM and let us know so we can – you know, meet up with you there, make arrangements to catch up and say hello. One thing I did want to talk about before we reach our guest later on into the show is if you've picked up a copy of the recent HIV Plus magazine, you will see, you know, our friend Mondo on the cover. There's a big article in there on Mondo. You know, as you know, he's on Project Runway All-Stars. And he just won two challenges back-to-back. So I just want to, you know, send a little congratulations to him for winning the last two challenges. He did really awesome designs. You know, he made one with it had to do, with the Jamaican flag colors intertwined with it. It was awesome. So go, Mondo, and we're rooting for you, and we can't wait to get you back on the show. So pick up the cover, the HIV Plus magazine, at your doctor's office the next time you go. Mondo's big pearly whites are on the front cover smiling at you. It was definitely something really nice to walk into. When I went to the doctor's this week, I walked in, and right away I saw Mondo. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to give a shout-out to him for what he's doing on Project Runway now.
You know, I think we have had we've had so many amazing people on the show, and I'm like thinking back, I'm like, wow, all of these people, Mondo, Angina, Greg Louganis. I mean, we've had, that's just to name a few, and I'm, that's not to say that anybody else. I mean, it's so hard, you know. It's like the Oscars tonight, really.
Right.
You want to name people, but you're afraid to because you know you're going to forget someone.
Right.
And,
well, there's so many. We've had over 200 interviews, you know, so
I know.
It's kind of tough to name everybody. And each one is so different, and that's what makes it so great, you know, that everybody has a different story.
It really is. And I think that when folks are able to share their story, people are able to relate to each other, and that makes it so, so bloody nice, you know, when people can make it, so we get people on the show, and they share their story, and we get listeners who, we get listeners who can relate, and can under, and they get something, and I think that's what this show is all about. You know, and that's exciting.
Finally relating. You know, it's nice to finally relate because when we're diagnosed for so long, it's hard for us to relate. So, I think it's awesome.
Yep. Absolutely.
Which was one of the things I also wanted to touch on, Jeremy, was I'm sure you read the headlines where hepatitis C is now
the number one killer in the United States.
Yes, but it's killing more people than HIV and AIDS.
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
really just hit the headlines recently. Were you able to read that?
Mm-hmm. It depressed me. It's what I have to look forward to. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what? I mean.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can say besides that? No, it's not. I feel like that's all I want to say about that.
Yeah, you know. Well, the problem with Hep C is that, again, the treatment is sometimes worse than the disease, and it's not always effective.
Right.
And it's really difficult to. You know, to handle all of that, because as folks know, the liver is what is hepatitis C is a liver disease, and so your liver is the big filter of the body. It filters everything through. It filters all of your HIV meds. It filters your aspirin. It filters alcohol intake. It filters all of that stuff. So when your liver starts breaking down, and it's not good. So then you have to go on to a transplant list, and then hopefully you'll get a transplant. And you know, but anyway,
Anyway, let's hope that's up.
Anyway, But on the other side, on the flip side of that, there are new treatments that are coming out that are proving to be quite promising for Hep C. So keep your fingers crossed. So hopefully, you know, modern medicine will come up with something.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Absolutely. Well, our guest is on the line, so please help me welcome the president and CEO of the PYP Foundation, the Positive Young People Foundation, Logan Vox. Logan, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you, Robert?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Long week, so ready for this weekend to be over and get started on another long week.
And that's the truth. It's always something, isn't it?
It is, unfortunately.
Well, cool. I'm glad that you could take some time out of your crazy schedule to join us.
Of course. A crazy schedule is exactly what it is.
Well, I know you have a lot going on with, you know, the campaign and stuff. So tell me a little bit first. Tell me why you, because you yourself is HIV negative, right? So tell me what made you get involved with the HIV awareness part of, you know, activism?
You know, I'm 23 years old, and I remember growing up not too long ago when I was 16. It seems like forever ago, but it actually wasn't that long ago. When I was 14, 15, 16 years old, and, you know, as a teenager, I was sexually active and experimented in things like that. I grew up in a very different type of home and environment, and I experienced success at a really young age, almost what people would consider overnight. So, you know, I went from living in a place like South Carolina and moving around within the Southeast, like North Carolina, Georgia, very small town, you know, where we had dirt roads. And I never really heard about HIV. Actually, I didn't even really know what HIV was. I knew what AIDS was, but I didn't know that it was the same thing as HIV. I always knew about AIDS because of Magic Johnson and different lyrics that were in songs that I would listen to and stuff like that. And I've always been a big music buff. Music is my passion and stuff like that. So, you know, being a songwriter and listening to music, I would always hear songs with lyrics in it referring to Magic Johnson and having AIDS and stuff like that. So it's almost 18 years old as I started to become successful and my financial situation changed. I moved to Miami, and then I moved to LA, and then I found myself back and forth in big cities like New York and then traveling the world almost overnight. And the first time that I ever got tested for HIV or even really knew what HIV was when I went to LA and I saw an HIV clinic. I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Like, it didn't make any sense to me. Like, I was like, and they're everywhere in Los Angeles. AIDS Healthcare Foundation has numerous clinics. It's almost like there's one on every block, like Starbucks. Where I grew up, there is no clinic. There's no place to go get tested down the street or anything like that, except at your doctor's office, and that's not usually something you go in and ask for. And it also costs money. So I found out that a friend of mine back home was actually his mother actually was dying of AIDS. It was the first time it really hit me. So I wanted to use, you know, a couple of years later, of course, I started to get more involved in the philanthropy side of things, and I started working with numerous organizations, and, you know, like I said, my financial situation changed, so I definitely, one of my biggest things was definitely giving back and, you know, appreciating what I had come into. And then I started, a couple of years later, I decided to start PYP. Seeing the vast difference of resources and awareness from places like Los Angeles to places like South Carolina, it was really devastating to me. So I started PYP, and our main goal has been prevention, awareness, and education when it comes to HIV, focusing on most of our ground efforts have been in the Southeast, in places like South Carolina and Georgia and stuff, where we don't have the same resources. You know, our organization, PYP, was actually one of the first organizations we put up and still have a series of billboards. And bringing those type of same awareness tactics to places like South Carolina and Georgia is really our goal right now. So it's kind of how I started the organization and stuff.
Just real quick, so you're based in LA, right? the organization?
We are. Like, we're incorporated in L.A. because it's where I live, and it's where I can, you know.
We can
be incorporated in Los Angeles, but work in places like South Carolina, and if we end up making someone mad in South Carolina, they can't affect us. You know, going in a place like South Carolina and putting up billboards that say, unlike some of us, HIV doesn't discriminate, and putting a man and a man holding hands, you know, you're gonna ruffle some feathers. So
right.
It's definitely been in our favor to be incorporated in a state that the state we're working in can't really can't backlash against us, I guess you can say.
I see. So what exactly is it that you said you go out and do billboards? You're talking about, like, big billboards that you see on the street?
Big billboards that you see on the street, like
the driving down the highway.
Yeah, riding down the highway and stuff like that. We have big billboards and stuff like that. We're continuing to put up every single week as we grow. We're launching a campaign right now called Break the Silence, and our goal with the campaign is to create more of a national mainstream conversation around HIV/AIDS. And you hear numerous people and celebrities and public figures and politicians and community leaders discuss AIDS in Africa. It's something that's almost benign to me that we can discuss AIDS in Africa, but if it comes to discussing HIV/AIDS domestically here in this country as dinner conversation, it's really not dinner conversation, but we can talk about breast cancer. So it's really, I feel like a lot of people steer away from the issue. And, you know, a lot of public figures do the same. When it comes to celebrities, you do not really see too many celebrities speaking up about domestic HIV/AIDS. You see numerous celebrities, you know, do mission trips or use their voice for AIDS in Africa. Numerous celebrities who have supported Product Red. And all of those campaigns and HIV/AIDS in Africa is definitely something, you know, very important. But we do have an issue here in America, and I definitely use my platform within the entertainment industry to start pulling in some things to talk about the issues that we face here in America. So in the next couple of weeks, I want people to stay tuned to what we're doing and stuff, and I think people will be really surprised of some of the great people that we've been able to pull together to do PSAs and discuss HIV/AIDS and specifically discuss HIV/AIDS here in America. So it's been great being able to pull in so many people that you would not usually think that would discuss HIV/AIDS.
Oh, that's great. This is Jeremy, by the way.
Hi, man.
Hi. So tell our listeners, what is PYP besides PIP? And I'm assuming Gladys Knight isn't involved.
No, PYP is Positive Young People Foundation. So I wanted to start an organization that, you know, as I didn't want to incorporate the letters HIV or the word AIDS within the organization, because I do hope and pray that one day there will be a cure for HIV/AIDS. And PYP is really an organization that I started that enables me to funnel what I can back into the communities that I care about. So when HIV does have a cure and this disease is no longer an epidemic and no longer even an issue, and it becomes obsolete, of course we don't have to close our doors or have to change our names. So we want to go on to do different things. So really, it's you know, I want to see more young people get involved, and that's why we're called Positive Young People. I want to see young people have a more positive mindset in life and everything, and empower young people. Because I think that young people need someone young to look up to, you know, especially from where I'm from. You know, people grow up, people get out of high school, they get settled, they feel like they can't get out of their community or they struggle with whatever issues. And I'm a prime example. You know, when I was growing up, no one would have ever thought that I'd be where I am today. I would have never thought that I'd be where I am today. I would have never, you know, I grew up very, 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 to just be frank, poor. So to be able to be 23 now and sustain life on my own, you know, I have cars and, you know, I can go to dinner where I want to. I've traveled the world. I'm cultured. I'm educated. If I want to get on a plane tomorrow and, you know, go to France, I can do so. And having that ability has really been amazing for me, because I grew up with, there were days that, you know, I didn't have anything to eat, and that was really tough. So I definitely want to help young people more than anything to, you know, grow into the person they can be. And that's really important for me. We have too many young people who, in a lot of ways, just throw their lives away. And I hate to see that. It breaks my heart seeing somebody who's, you know, 19, stuck in a community or situation they shouldn't be in.
So tell me how that is, because I guess I'm missing the connection of HIV and that overall mission statement. How does, you know,
You know, HIV/AIDS is just the issue that we're focusing on right now. I'm sure there will be issues that we definitely pick up in the future when HIV/AIDS is no longer a problem. But when we started the organization, my main focus was HIV/AIDS. As I become educated and stuff, and going back into my communities and stuff like that, and I started working with local ASOs within the Southeast, and, you know, of course, I donated and stuff like that. So then I had the opportunity to sit down with different executive directors, you know, organizations such as PALS, which is Palmetto AIDS Life Support Services, which is run by Carmen Julius. You know, sitting down with different EDs in the state where I'm from and hearing the problems that these organizations and states are facing when it comes to HIV/AIDS, it blew my mind. I was like, oh, my gosh, I've lived here for this long, and I can't believe there's these issues and there's this problem. So it really broke my heart and touched my heart. And I was like, you know what? I have the ability to give back, and I'm going to do just that. And this is the issue that I'm going to put all of my energy and focus into at the current time. And I will continue to do and fight for this issue until it's no longer an issue.
Okay. So let me – this might be a pointed question, but being 23, are you willing to date an HIV-positive person?
Yes. You know, I have been asked that several times. You know, I actually I always make it known never to discuss my status because, believe it or not, I mean, I'm sure you know, people ask me that all, they ask me all the time, are you HIV-positive or are you dating someone who's HIV-positive? Everyone who works in HIV/AIDS is not HIV positive. I tell people all the time, if I worked for the American Cancer Society or decided to give my money to the American Heart Association, would you assume that I had cancer or heart disease? And now that I'm 23 and I'm educated, yes, with the right, you know, medicines and management of their health, someone who's HIV positive can be fine. So I would definitely date someone who was HIV positive. I would, you know, of course, just take the necessary precautions to make sure that I remained, my status remained what it is.
Tell us a little bit about what the 365 campaign is.
Well, it's we've actually, as we've furthered our development in the past couple of months, it will actually no longer be called 365 campaign. It will be called the 365 raffle. Which a lot of people will see in our website development in this upcoming week. We launch all of our celebrity PSAs, which, like I said, people will see different voices from, you know, some of your, you know, your old divas like Taylor Dane and Deborah Cox and, you know.
Stop. I have to stop you for a minute. Did you say old divas? Like Taylor Dane?
You know what I mean. Well, not old divas, but, you know, your 80s and 90s divas. I should take that back because these are friends of mine, so I don't want them to get too upset with me. Taylor, I love all of you.
Oh,
a lot of your, you know.
Saying that because you're making us feel old.
I just killed myself there.
Yeah, you did. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're switching over to live music. I'm kidding.
But, you know, people will be hearing the voices of people like Taylor Dane and Deborah Cox, Kat Graham, Christina Milian, people from like Bo Derek to Diana Ross to Ashanti to Wale to so many different people, and to have bringing so many different celebrities from, the Diana Ross era to nowadays. It's been tough. It's been tough getting celebrities to use their voice and platform.
So
we've done an amazing job at that.
Which now you open this door. Which Diana Ross era? She had
Diana. Diana looks as if she is. Diana looks not a day over 35. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. Everybody is beautiful. Everyone we've worked with is beautiful, and everyone we are working with is beautiful.
Are you red now, Logan? I can hear you blushing.
I am. And, you know, 365 is, you know, for the first part, up until this year, as our organization has grown and got bigger, we didn't focus on fundraising. And I have funded this organization thus far. Unfortunately, it's come to a point within the organization that things are getting to a point that I can no longer, you know, do any more than what I already do, I guess you can say. So we launched 365 asking people to give back to HIV/AIDS. You know, we're working definitely 365 days a year, and we're asking people to donate $3.65 a month. And if people can afford it, $36.50 a month. And every month, starting in March, we're going to have an online raffle. So everyone who is enrolled every month will be drawing a name from everybody who's part of 365. With $3.65, you get one entry. With $36.50, you get 10 entries. And with $365, you get 20 entries. And we'll be drawing a name each month for someone to win a prize. Like, we have a fundraiser in March that we launch that's hosted by actually Beverly Johnson and Lloyd Klein of Lloyd Klein Couture in Palm Springs, California. And we'll be giving away.
I love Beverly Johnson. I love her. God, she's so kooky.
She is amazing. She's beautiful, and she's an absolute sweetheart. We, you'll be seeing her PSA and stuff when we launch next week. So getting people like that back involved and using their voice has been very, very important for me. So people will be able to donate, and then like this upcoming month we'll be giving away a vacation anywhere in the United States, hotel, flight, luggage, everything taken care of, all taken care of, and someone will win that prize. We're giving away like an iPad. Once we reach 10,000 entries to the raffle, we're actually going to be drawing a name for someone to win an actual Mini Cooper, an actual car Mini Cooper. Thanks so much, BMW and Mini Cooper. So I've been utilizing my corporate connections and my network within corporate America to, you know, get more people involved. HIV/AIDS is an issue that the people who are involved now have been involved for a really long time. I want to see new faces, new companies, and new leaders step forward in this epidemic because there's still no cure, and that's what we have to fight towards.
I totally agree. I think the raffle thing is pretty, you know, pretty cool way to get people involved, and you know, to give stuff back to them is amazing. I think that's awesome.
You give back, you know, you give, and we definitely want to give back in our companies and, you know, who the people are, our corporate partners who are donating these items and stuff. It's amazing on them, and I definitely praise them. So it's like we're asking for $3.65 a month. It's literally less than a cup of coffee. So you won't ever get an email from PYP that's asking for $100 or anything like that. People have to support their local causes too, and we don't want to take away any other organization's dollars in any way.
So tell me, where do the donations go?
So most of our funding is going towards our groundwork. So in South Carolina, throughout the entire South, really will be our main focus this year. People start seeing more and more billboards. We have cars that our goal is to really make sure that people see those three letters again. HIV needs to be back in the public eye. So you'll be seeing billboards. You'll be seeing our cars, which are wrapped in HIV. Car wraps, it's like they say get tested, know your status, HIV all over the place, like all over like the cars and stuff. I don't know how to exactly explain.
I want one of those cars.
We would so let you drive one. It's been a little difficult getting people to drive those cars. Some of our volunteers do. Arturo Garcia drives one of our cars. He just came to mind. Thank you, Arturo, if you're listening. He drives one of our vehicles. You'll also be seeing us as far as our PSAs. I'm really definitely happy to be putting HIV back in the mainstream spotlight. Beverly Johnson actually has a new show airing on the Oprah Winfrey Network at the end of March, which will be premiering. You'll be seeing us on different reality shows filming different celebrities. So we've definitely used that platform to be filming celebrities while they're filming their show. and discussing HIV/AIDS on their show. You'll also be seeing PSA spots for us on networks like PBS and another main network that I can't disclose yet because we haven't signed the paperwork yet and it's still in processing and stuff like that. But you'll see our PSAs being aired on PBS and another network, which I am ecstatic about that several of these networks have stepped forward.
In what markets?
Let me see how I can dance around this one.
Let me see if you can say this. Are they national? Is it a national market, or are you looking more into the Midwest, Southeast?
It will be a national market.
National, okay.
A national market. The network is a national network, a worldwide network, and it will be airing nationally. So I've been excited. We've been in meetings and meetings and meetings and meetings.
That's how networks work.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. You have a meeting to plan a meeting.
Exactly.
And then a meeting to discuss what you're going to be talking about at the meeting. Yeah.
Yes, and it's been like 3 months, it seems like.
Exactly. What about, are the donations that someone makes, are they tax deductible?
They are. They are tax deductible. We are a 501c3 organization. And we're an organization, people ask, we're not an organization. Our overhead is, I will say this, I will continue to run this organization to the best of my ability as long as I can. I definitely have other careers and projects that I have to work on and focus on a day-to-day basis. But I don't see myself leaving PYP, and we do not have a paid CEO. I run this organization completely free.
That was my next question. How much of the donation goes towards what is the overhead of the donation versus?
We're probably
is it 90 cents to every dollar or 10 cents?
We're about 90 cents to every dollar. 10% goes to, of course, we definitely have employees, and our cars and stuff like that. But other than that, we're not. People can always be assured we're about 90 cents on every dollar goes to our mission, if not more. I've completely fueled this organization for the past year and a half, which kind of got me a lot of attention because people were always asking, why? You could be doing so many other things with your money. You're 23. I'm not. I'm supporting QIP or giving back isn't putting me in the poorhouse. I'm supporting this organization and doing anything I can to give back to even other organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I live a very comfortable life, and I've been very blessed and fortunate to do so. So I definitely want to give back as much as I can.
Excellent. Okay.
I think it's awesome. I want to see a picture of this car.
Yes, if
are
you go
on
to like our Facebook. If you go to our Facebook page, actually, we're developing our Facebook page. We actually have a new director of development that we just hired. And he's doing an amazing job. So people start seeing a bunch of us on Facebook and everything. So this is really the past 4 months have really been our first national planning to have a national platform and stance on HIV/AIDS. Prior to this, we've really just focused on states like South Carolina and Georgia and the Southeast and stuff like that. But we have a new director of development, Jay Alexander. He's absolutely amazing. And you'll definitely start seeing more on us on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll start seeing more celebrities and stuff talking about us. And we have several events coming up and stuff like that. So you definitely will be hearing a lot about us this year. So we'll be getting our Facebook followers or however, friends, or I don't know how Facebook and Twitter all work. If the clicks where it says a bunch of people,
You're 23 and you don't know how those work?
I'm very busy, so I actually, contrary to belief, I am not on Facebook a lot. People always ask me, and I just learned how to work Twitter and stuff from my phone. My assistant is the brains behind
the
iPhone
media
and all that.
Yeah.
It's crazy, like the iPad, everything. My assistant and my team always pick on me. I have nothing on my iPad. I have like the internet and everything. So last week, they put all this stuff on my iPad. I mean, bank stuff and games. This new game I play on the plane when I'm always flying, and it's called Angry Birds. So I have all this. I've been learning so much about iPhones and Facebook and everything. My assistant.
He's new to Angry Birds, ladies and gentlemen. He's new to Angry Birds.
I am, and it's awesome. It's just absolutely so fun. But it's very frustrating, and I get in trouble on the plane sometimes, and people around me don't like me because it's very frustrating. It is very frustrating. It gets me angry.
You know what happened to Alec Baldwin, right?
Yes, he actually got thrown off the plane.
He was playing Words with Friends. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's not fun to get thrown off planes. You know, I mean, I've been there several times. It's very irritating. You know, I have a very, you know, busy schedule, so sometimes I'm not able to get off my phone. So, you know, I'm not going to lie. I can't fault him. I've been there several times, actually, unfortunately. So hopefully I won't have that happen again.
So I just went to your Facebook page and checked out the car. It's pretty cool. If you're friends with me or on the Positive Radio page, I'll also share it there so people can see it. Who are listening. It's pretty interesting. Definitely has HIV written all over it, like you said.
Yes, you know, our main goal is to get those three letters back into people's eyes and minds. You know, we want people to, our campaign is Break the Silence, and those three words in themselves are very powerful to those three letters. They're powerful words that can really stop this epidemic from spreading. And it's all about talking about it. I stress to people all the time, so many people are not aware that HIV is something that can affect them at all. And people can't grasp that. I have so many people who do not know what HIV is. And this epidemic and this field has the same people who have been fighting for years and years and years. We don't have any new young leaders coming into this field to step up to the plate as we do in LGBT equality and marriage equality. You don't really see any new faces, new celebrities, new anything. We're actually working. I had our first meeting with the White House this week, which was absolutely amazing. And we're talking, and we have several more meetings, to get some of our politicians and public figures in the political arena involved in doing PSAs and lending their voice and adding their voice to this conversation. And, you know, bringing in, I do my best to bring in new donors, new people who have the financial ability to give back and say, you know what, this is still an issue. And I have a lot of friends who I actually said at dinner, it's been about 3 weeks ago, I won't mention his name, but this is someone who has a wealth beyond what people can believe, and I'm talking in the actual billions, and it's like, I don't understand, Logan, is HIV really still a problem? And I said, yeah,
wow,
yeah, and they don't realize that it is, but they live, you know, this person lives in a world that we don't live in. You know, they haven't been to the airport in over 30 years. They haven't really seen what's on TV in probably 5. They haven't driven a car in over 20. So they don't really know what's going on in the world. They only know what's going on in their world. So my goal has been to bring some of my friends who don't realize what's going on into what reality is.
Well, I think it's awesome that you have those connections and are able to make that kind of an impact because, like you said, everybody is so worried about AIDS globally and not necessarily within our own country, and it's really an issue still here. And like you said, people don't realize it, people don't know. They're in their own little world day to day, and they don't really think about it unless somebody like yourself, Logan, brings it up to them or it is directly affected by somebody they love.
Mm-hmm. It's so, so true, and it's difficult getting people. And when you speak about HIV/AIDS, people feel that someone, if you don't have HIV, then someone close to you must have it. And that's the first question. If a celebrity starts talking about HIV, the number one thing people are going to ask, do you have HIV? Or they're going to say, do you have AIDS? Or does someone you know have AIDS? Because that must be the only reason you're discussing it. And that's not true. And it's been difficult. You know, I've been fighting and fighting for the past couple months, getting friends. And, you know, even though my friends, I have many friends of to whom people would consider celebrities, it's not always a celebrity's choice. It's record labels and production companies and management. You know, I definitely have to make a lot of phone calls and struggle. And we've had several people say that they can't. It's not something they can discuss. And it definitely disappoints me when I hear that. And those people out there who have said no, I'm thinking of one person in particular that I won't mention, who has an amazing voice and they could add and discuss the conversation. And they, because of their image or because of their celebrity, would not do so, and it was very disappointing.
Hmm. No, I think it all goes back to, like, the history of it all. When it started, nobody really would speak about it, you know, and thank God, you know, the gay community acted up and started really speaking. And that's kind of why nobody, that was when people who are HIV would actually, you know, start to begin to talk about HIV and awareness and prevention and things like that. And it was always the people who were HIV positive who got involved, because that's how all the small AIDS service organizations started. So, you know, my first question to you was, you know, you're negative, why would you get involved in this? Because people always assume that if you're involved, you are positive. Or like you said, you know somebody directly who is positive.
Mm-hmm.
So
and it's just,
good,
you know, I have amazing people who are close to me who are HIV positive. You know, I am gay. Right? In the gay community, from a medical standpoint, I would be considered to be one of the people who would be putting themselves at the highest risk. And, you know, as long as you protect yourself, you're going to be fine. I'm healthy. I'm fine, you know, and I plan to stay, you know, healthy and HIV negative. Just because you work in this field does not, I've had to ask that question so many times. And it's just like, yes, HIV negative people care about HIV positive people and what's going on in the field of HIV AIDS. It's something that, you know, people definitely still care about and stuff like that. So it's still one of those things that's stereotyped and stigmatized. People think only gay people. There's still a large majority of America who still thinks that HIV is only something that affects gay people. That's sad. I have three teenagers who are a friend of mine who's a physician, three of his patients, there were five of his patients, three who were females, who were cheerleaders for a university. Let me see if I can dance around this, not to narrow it down. Three cheerleaders tested positive for HIV, and one of the football players tested positive, and it all came from one person because they all had intercourse with the same group. It was a, like, you know, this person gave it to this person, and right. She slept with this person. So it was a little domino effect within a group, and, you know, my friend who's a physician was like, they came in my office and was like, how can I have HIV? But they come from middle America. They're cheerleaders. They're pretty. They don't think HIV can affect them. And unfortunately,
well, HIV only affects the pretty people, you know.
Right, of course. So that's our message, you know. This disease does not care who you are. Anyone's at risk. You know, people ask me all the time, oh, what if you ever got HIV? You know, I would be fine. You know, some people won't be fine. It doesn't matter what kind of car I drive. It doesn't matter how much money I throw at it. You know, I can't go outside and, you know, get rid of my HIV by throwing my Aston Martin at it. I can't go to my bank and throw a bunch of money at it and make it go away. Magic Johnson still has HIV. There is no cure, contrary to some people's beliefs. And I know this. I have friends who work with this disease very closely, and they've been working with the epidemic from the beginning. There is no cure, no matter how much money you have or success, power, influence. If you got HIV, you got HIV. Just is what it is. Nothing's going to take it away.
Excellent. So what we want to do, because we've got about 15 minutes left going on, we're winding down. But before we do, we want to open the lines and get folks to call in and ask questions. So the number to call in and talk to Robert and me and ask Logan any of your questions, it's 347-215-9442. Again, that number, 347-215-9442. So let's talk about this little thing that some of us get in the mail. It's called Out Magazine, and they have this Out 100 thing. Tell us about that.
Oh, I mean, Out Magazine's great. You know, their editor and Aaron and everybody over there, they're great people. I'm actually, you know, my publicist, I steer away from anything related to PR. It's not. I'm not the person who, you know. Even tonight, I'm actually while I'm talking to you guys, actually the Oscars are going on literally like probably less than half a block away. I'm actually will be attending the Oscars and everything. Actually, when I get back off of this out of this interview, you know, and even dealing with people today, I stay away from every camera. I'm not a very photo person, you know. So, you know, Out 100, you know, they do an amazing job. Out Magazine does an amazing job to the community. And, you know, I was very honored and flattered. But I'm just, you know, I definitely thank them very much. But I'm definitely not the, you know, cover person type. I'm kind of like, contrary to belief, I'm actually very shy. I don't come across as shy, but when it comes to, like, talking about myself, or I call it, like, I don't like tooting my own horn. And my publicist team always are like, oh, you know, people just want to talk about you. And when this conversation turns to me, like, I start blushing, or I'll get red, or I'm like, oh, like, I was at the dinner the other night where someone was honoring me and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then, of course, they put a light on me, and they're like, can you stand up and come up here? I'm like, oh, my gosh, please don't. Like, please, just let me sit here and, like, be in the dark. So it's a very different thing. But Out Magazine's great, and, you know, they're Out 100, and all of the honorees are amazing people, and they're doing amazing things. So I'm definitely proud of all of them, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Oh, that's great.
Logan, somebody just tweeted me and asked, is there a way that they are able to help you if they are not able to donate financially?
Yes, we would love any and everyone to do a PSA. You know, our PSAs are very self-explanatory. They're very easy. You can submit them on our website, and you can do them with an iPad, an iPhone. Think of when you think of, like, the It Gets Better campaign. Just think of the topic being changed to HIV/AIDS. So, yes, we would love any and everyone to add their voice to our campaign. We have some amazing people. And like I said, I just had a meeting with the White House this past week. And we have some amazing officials who are going to probably be stepping forward to be doing PSAs. And I'm really excited about that. But we want any and everyone to do a PSA. I keep being asked if it's only a celebrity endorsed campaign and stuff like that. But it's not. We want any and everyone to add their voice. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do, add your voice. Share your voice with this conversation. So, yeah, definitely, I would love for them to do a PSA. And if anyone has any questions, they can actually email me personally at Logan, L-O-G-A-N, dot, Vox, V as in Victor, O-X-X, at PYP Foundation.
And
I actually didn't know how to work my email.
And the PYPFoundation.org is the website URL, correct?
Yes, but our campaign site is breakthesilencecampaign.org.
Uh-huh.
So that's where breakthesilencecampaign.org will be, where all of our PSAs are. It will be a very socially interactive site. People will be able to submit their videos. That's where our raffle will be and everything.
Cool. I'm going to submit a video. I told you, I actually got a tablet for Christmas, so I'll be able to do it now.
Yes, that would be awesome.
So I'll bookmark that and let people know. And definitely when you get these videos and start launching this, or you send out a press release or whatever it is that you're going to do, make sure I get one or something that I can post it on, at least on our fan page and on the website, so, you know, people can check them out, because I think it's going to be interesting. And I love the fact that it's focused on AIDS in America. Too many people don't focus on that. I think it's important. Especially
I'll definitely send you some stuff next week. We'll be launching all of our celebrity PSAs in a week from today, the following Monday. And like I said, people hear some great – we're actually filming on Tuesday. We're filming, you know, Rebecca DaCosta. I can't think right now, but a bunch more people, several mayors throughout here in California and different people. So it's amazing all the people who are actually stepping forward. It's been very strenuous and very hard, but we're getting it done. Getting people to talk about the issue is very difficult. You know, even, I don't know, I'm sure most people are familiar with the No Hate campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The founders of the No Hate campaign, Adam Buska and Jeff Parsley, just wrapped up their PSA for us last week. So you'll be hearing some maybe co-working together. So we'll see, but they definitely wrapped up their PSA for us a bit ago, and they were great. So pulling in people, you know, I definitely say I'm definitely a supporter of marriage equality and LGBT rights and equality. It's not even really LGBT rights; it's basic human rights. I don't know where LGBT rights even came from or evolved. As far as I know, and last time I checked, we're all humans and we all have human rights. So I didn't know that we had to fight for our rights as gay people. But as we further, you know, our rights and marriage in, within marriage equality and stuff like that, HIV still definitely, if, even though it's not only affecting the gay community, is something that is largely affecting the gay community. So as we discuss marriage equality and LGBT equality, we still have to get back to the conversation about HIV/AIDS because it's definitely something that's still affecting our community.
Totally. You know, I think with the billboards that you do and the campaign and then the cars that are really freaking cool, I really want one of them. And the celebrity campaign that you have coming out, I think it's just amazing work, and I totally applaud everything that you're doing and wish you much success with, you know, PYP and the campaign and anything that we can do at PosIM to help promote it or to push it, retweet, whatever it is you need us to do. You know, we're here to support you 100%.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. I really, really do.
And I'll let you go because I know you got to run back to your Oscar show, so... You enjoy that, and thanks for hanging out with us and sharing your organization with our audience.
Thank you so much, and you guys have a great night and an awesome week, and I look forward to speaking with both of you real soon.
Oh,
all right, Logan, have
well,
a good night.
I will be emailing you my phone number, Logan.
And remember, you can find more information on the PYP Foundation at pypfoundation.org. And the BreakTheSilenceCampaign.org is a website where the campaign that he was talking about, where you can send videos, that website is up with a landing page that you go to that will let you know that it's under construction and will be released shortly. So kudos to that. What an awesome guy to start that organization and get back in. And I think, you know, definitely keeping people focused on HIV and AIDS in America is important. So,
well, you know, it's so important to keep everybody focused and refocus, and I think he's got the right idea to get you know, back into the, you know, really start working with youth and you know, the under 18, you know, actually it should be, you know, the 13 to 21 group, and I think that's absolutely the right idea, and I think he should, really expand his horizons from not just the Southeast, but you know, the Midwest and the Southwest and the whole nine yards.
I totally agree.
So
I just
want to
remind
you. What are you doing in the background?
No, I was just flipping. Actually, I'm looking at my fabulous Jack McEnroe 2012 calendar for The Cure.
Did you
have
get
one,
a
you
calendar?
If you go to jackmcenroe.com and search his blog, you can find information to purchase the calendar.
I
believe they're on
the No. Jack should be sending us one. Autographed.
No. Listen, I got one. I'm telling other people if they want one. They can go to jackmcenroe.com and find it.
He didn't
find
give me one.
Awesome,
I want one.
Awesome photos. Oh, I'm sure Jack will send you one. Ask him to.
Yeah. He needs to send me one.
But
yeah.
I was flipping through the calendar. That's what was making the noise in the background to tell you who was coming up on our upcoming shows. So I wanted
to talk a little bit about that.
Actually, in the radio chat room, we have James in there now, James Osmond, and he's going to be sharing his story next Sunday, March 4th. So
am I with you then?
Or
is Jack with you?
Am I
with you next Sunday?
I think I may. I don't know. I have to see if Jack's available because unfortunately Jack was supposed to be here tonight, but something happened, and hopefully he'll be feeling better soon. So I have to just run that by and get everybody's thing for.
Because I want to talk to J.O.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You'll
be with me then. From March 8th to the 11th, remember, it's the Positive Living 15th conference, which Jeremy and I will be presenting at. And on the 11th, we'll be returning home from the conference, and we will actually do a radio show that evening on Positive Living 15. Actually, on the conference, we'll do a recap of the whole conference with what our experience was like, what kind of presentations were there, and, you know, just all about the Positive Living conference. So.
Oh, that means I have
to
pay attention. I can't go play on the beach.
That's right. At least not for one day.
Woohoo!
And then coming up after that on March 18th, I have a gentleman by the name of Josh, who is located in Tennessee, and he has a website called I'm Still Josh, and he's a new activist who just kind of started blogging about living with HIV. So if you go to imstilljosh.com, he'll be on the show to share a story on the 18th. So that's what we have coming up for you, which is really, really exciting.
That's exciting stuff.
Yeah, we got some cool people coming up. I love to talk to different people, and you know, I think that's the best part about doing this is all the different people we get to talk with. You know, as people with HIV, we really don't reach out that much to other people who are living with HIV. We like to kind of keep confined, at least I used to, at least in the very beginning, and to actually talk to somebody every week who's living with HIV, somebody different, and to hear their experiences is very uplifting.
It really is.
A good idea. Who thought of this?
Yeah. I think it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew? Who knew?
So, other than that, we have about 5 minutes left. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about before we close out?
Golly. Just, you know, boys and girls, as you listen to this, you know, there's one simple phrase that I want to leave everyone with, and it's, don't be silly, but wrap that willy. Okay?
There you have it. You heard it from the horse.
There you have it. Very simple. Very, you know, all you have to do is put some sort of barrier on it. You know, it can be a latex condom. It could be saran wrap, a dental dam. If you're cunnilingus, analingus, use a dental dam. It's all good.
There you go.
You know, come on.
People can find you where, Jeremy?
Oh, they can find me in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'll be sitting out front. You mean online?
Yes,
okay. You can find me at positivelyspeaking.com, and that's positively speaking with a Z, positivelyspeaking.com. And that's my handle on Facebook, too. So facebook.com/positivelyspeaking.
There you go. And you can find more information on myself and also a link to Jeremy's site at posim.com. Find all our past episodes here on Blog Talk Radio or by going onto iTunes and searching for PosIM Radio. I want to thank you all for joining us this evening. I know it took time out of your Oscar viewing parties.
That's right.
A special thank you to our guest, Logan Voss of PYP Foundation. You know, more information on his organization can be found at pypfoundation.org. And I'm going to close the show off with our man, Jamar Rogers. Remember, tune into The Voice NBC, Monday nights. And here our man, Jamar Rogers, Team Jamar all the way, seeing his way to becoming, hopefully, to the battle rounds coming up in a couple weeks. So, Jeremy, have a great night.
You too.
And I'll speak to you soon.
All right. Good night, everyone.
I can't. worth the straw. Make the sweat drip, drip, drip.